I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Last week on this broadcast, we talked about the difficulty the heat of summer poses if you're fishing in a big river. Well, you'll find much of the same in the state's big reservoirs. And some of the same techniques will help you locate fish even when they're hard to find. We'll talk a little more about it right after this. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. When the heat is on in the summertime, reservoirs can become difficult places to fish, but they don't have to be. Biologist Kevin Yoakum tells us, regardless of the month, the fish are still there and still catchable. But you can't expect to just beat the banks all day and wear them out. If you're wanting to fish shallow, pick the right time of day, morning, night, and dusk, or on cloudy days when the sun isn't high and the temperature isn't sweltering.
Even in the heat of the summer, during August in particular, even up into September, which can be really, really hot, fish will come up into amazingly shallow water to feed, even when the temperatures are hot during those low light periods. But usually the feeding periods don't last very long. If you can get there when that's occurring, it's a pretty good day on the water, although it may not last very long.
Other times you're going to find those fish going to the depths, still orienting to current and shade. Most of our reservoirs have creek channels that provide natural current. That can be easy to find if you look closely.
It really, when you step back and you look at it from a distance, you look at the far shorelines, it's not that much different from hunting. You're looking for those pinch points and deer funnels. It's the same thing when you're fishing. If you take a step back and you look how the land lays and how the ridges come off and the points form, you can get a fairly good idea. You combine that with some areas of some standing timber, some rock faces, you can get a pretty good idea how the channel runs.
Once you've located the old channel, find the humps and drop-offs near it. You'll normally find fish stacked up this time of year.
It gives them a couple different options. Obviously, depth offers them security. A current offers them both food and fresh water coming in. And again, they like to be located close to flats and other areas where they can move up and feed without traveling great distances. So those drop-offs offer a lot of options without moving very far or expending very much energy. So those are the ideal places in a reservoir that hold fish, and often it's the quality fish or the larger fish to take up the best spot.
Once you've found those spots, it's a matter of technique and patience.
Fishing some of the drop shot rigs that are coming off that are really keep the bait in the strike zone a long time up on top of those drop-offs. Some people are fishing jigging spoons and different things like that over top of the drop-offs. There have been a lot of big fish caught.
I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.